It was a brisk autumn day in the Tanglewood Forest, and the Burnaby Bears were settling in for their breakfast at their usual time.
Porridge again? Yuck! I don't like that bland, goopy stuff, said Little Bear.
What do I always tell you, Little Bear? You have to eat your porridge if you want to grow up big and strong like Daddy Bear,
replied Mummy Bear, waving her wooden spoon.
That's right, Little Bear. How else do you think Daddy Bear is able to scare off all those would-be trespassers in our woods? It's all thanks to my daily bowl of Mummy Bear's yummy porridge. Mmm, yum, said Daddy Bear, joyfully helping himself to seconds.
Oh, all right then, said Little Bear,
reluctantly digging a big spoonful of porridge from his bowl. In Western culture, if you want to write a story, you have about a dozen different story structures to choose from. You can use the three-act structure, the hero's journey, or maybe the seven-point structure. So many choices, but they all have one thing in common. They all revolve around conflict. The protagonist is introduced, they run face-first into some sort of obstacle, and they spend most of the rest of the story overcoming that obstacle. This is a fine way to write a story, but it's not your only option. Kisho Tenketsu is a Japanese story structure that doesn't need conflict to work. It's the guiding structure behind urban legends, jokes, comic strips, and even video game design. And there's a reason for the rising popularity of Kisho Tenketsu. It's something that most readers have never seen. So if you want to learn a new story structure that will delight your readers and challenge their thinking, then let's check out Kisho Tenketsu together.